You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, coming to you on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS, where we're streaming live. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing. Joining me on the phone now, Bob Selig, who is Executive Director of Capital Region Airport Authority. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Been in the news a lot. You're a busy man lately. The word of the day is Aerotropolis.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the word of the day. Perhaps, and I have to confess to not being terribly familiar with it. It's a project where you're working on in cooperation with others to kind of move forward economic development in the area around the airport, around the Capital Region Airport Authority. Perhaps you can catch us up on what the phrase actually means in terms of what you're doing.
Well, the phrase is a kind of an international term that really means the development of intermodal logistics, air cargo distribution type services around an airport. And it's been used as kind of a catchphrase here in Michigan for the last few years. It's all rolled into the new legislation that was approved by the legislature in December, referred to as the Next Michigan Act. And Next Michigan basically provides for five of these Next Michigan development districts, or commonly known as Aerotropolis areas, in the state, and we're going to apply and compete for one of those zones here. Now, the reason that we would do that is it's a natural progression on building upon what the Airport Authority has done over the last 4 or 5 years. We've invested over $20 million in facilities and runway expansions and everything to put us into the international business. That includes a U.S. port of entry, a foreign trade zone, and so on. So what we need now is a incentive package that we can offer to businesses outside of the area and outside of the state who come to Lansing and locate here and develop their business here. And the Michigan Next program, or Aerotropolis, offers tax-free abatements and other incentives that makes it attractive for them to come to the Lansing area and also the other, what we hope, or the other four, since we would be one of them, the other four Michigan Next districts that would be established.
That was an extraordinarily good explanation. I appreciate that very
You're
much.
Welcome.
I really do. No, we're talking physically about a 2,000-acre area around the airport, the current airport property. Is that correct?
Yes, it's actually the airport has about 2,100 acres. We're talking all of that land. Now, obviously, the runways and other aviation facilities are not developable, but the net amount of land that could be developed is about 850 acres.
Now, the kinds of people you're looking for to develop, when we're going to go on the hope that we are one of the five, get a hold of this designation and so forth. What are the kinds of businesses you're looking for? Ones that would need the airport for distribution of products, for cargo shipping? I mean, who are you looking to bring in?
Any industry that's involved in logistics, distribution, air cargo, but also any industry or business that's in the business of, or part of their business is importing and exporting. So the international trade is going to be a critical part of this, this whole venture as well.
Now, you said we're looking to put together and we're competing. how many are we competing against? How many areas are interested in this data if five will be available in the state?
Well, we're not sure because that's all confidential, and because of the competition, the communities aren't speaking up too much. But we know that the Detroit area, Metro Detroit area, and the Romulus and Ypsilanti, that area has been actively involved in developing this kind of program and pushing it through the legislature for 2-3 years now. So we're pretty sure that their activities and their development area and their agreements and everything that have already been established are going to get top billing. So if you assume that the Detroit group is going to get number one, you come to who's eligible for number two, and clearly Grand Rapids would be eligible, Kalamazoo, Saginaw, and Lansing. And we don't know if any of those other ones are throwing in on this, but we're not going to we're not taking it for granted that they're not. So we're being serious about it.
Certainly, and clearly we're looking for the opportunities and jobs and businesses and just developing that whole area and gosh, what a great thing for the city of Lansing and for the area if this should come to fruition.
Oh yeah, even expanding the tax base, the plum for the public agencies is that 850 acres I referred to is not on the tax rolls. It's airport property, and we're a government of sorts in the state of Michigan, so we don't pay any taxes. So the Airport Authority is actually volunteering to put this land on the tax rolls, and in exchange, as we develop it, we obviously generate revenue that in turn helps pay for the operating costs of the airport and so on. So,
well, it's a great thing. I appreciate you helping to explain exactly what we've been hearing the last few days about the Aerotropolis, and we'll certainly keep in touch with you and follow the progress of this whole procedure. Thank you so much, Bob.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Bob Selig, Executive Director of Capital Region Airport Authority on the Aerotropolis, and big development planned for the area. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. Rich Hurl, WLS News Director, on previewing the Mayor's State of the City Address when we come back.